Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Here we are. Armed American Radio's monster broadcast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, up and running again. Time just flies. Good heavens. If you missed the first hour of this show today, if you are listening on podcast and you're only picking up a second hour of whatever the case may be, if you missed the first hour of today's radio program, make sure you go back and get it. Christie's leaving office in New Jersey. Now, I've been very, very hard on Chris Christie over his terms in New Jersey. Rightfully so. He ain't no friend of yours. Yeah, he's pardoning a lot of people right now, but the whole bottom line is he shouldn't have to pardon anybody. And I'm talking specifically about individuals who committed no crime. Oh, New Jersey says it's a crime. You know, we had Alan Gottlieb on the program last week, and I asked the legitimate question, and there are people at very high levels of our government saying the same thing, expressing the same sentiment. California is a prime example. The legislature out there knows what they're doing is in violation of federal law. They know it. It's not a legitimate question as to whether or not it could be. They know it. In fact, they're doing it intentionally. It's part of their resist movement against a president they hate. And the governor is signing bills into law that he knows are in violation of federal law. Every one of them ought to be jailed. Every single one of them ought to be hauled into a courtroom. They ought to be indicted in front of a jury. They ought to be bailed out, and they ought to be forced to stand trial. Every single one of them. That's just my gut feeling. I asked Alan Gottlieb about that last week. Why can't we do that? When does it end? And, of course, the answer came back from the great Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. SAF.org, by the way, to that amazing organization. The answer came back that there's decades and decades and decades of precedent in the courts. The courts have found that there are already two built-in remedies. Basically, change the law, number one. Number two, vote them out. I would submit to you that there needs to be a change. Because my question to Alan was, what if the state legislature votes to secede from the union and the governor signs the bill? Or just issues a proclamation with the support of the legislature? Jail them then? You think about that. When can they stop? There's nothing they can't get away with. In other words, these people are all powerful. They can do anything they want to do. When you've got a tyrannical... It doesn't just happen to be at the federal level. It can be also be at the state level, and that's what we're witnessing in states like New Jersey, Connecticut, New York, your SAFE Act, sorry, California, Commie-fornia, Lefty-fornia, Kooky-fornia, whatever you want to call it out there, politically speaking. It's tyranny. The state is actively resisting. New Jersey, you're getting ready to do the same thing. Virginia, there's a war on your guns coming with your next governor. So that's why I've been hard on Christie, because Christie didn't start picking up the Second Amendment bat and ball until he decided to run for president. And he always relied on this. He always said, oh man, I'm one Republican. The legislature is controlled by Democrats. I can only do so much. Here's what he didn't do. He didn't use his bully pulpit to stand up and holler from the largest pile of waste in North Jersey, the highest one he could find, that the legislature needed to change their position on the right to bear arms. Here's why. Because I can guarantee you the people would have supported him. There would have been enough support to produce enough pressure on the legislature in the state of New Jersey to fix some of these problems. And Christie didn't do it. And he had every opportunity to do it. Meanwhile, good people from free states around the country are being arrested in his state for doing nothing wrong. Oh, but wait a minute. Here we go. Let's circle back to California. That's the law in New Jersey. What about the laws in California that are in violation of federal law? Blatant violation of federal law. Flagrant violation of federal law. At what point in time, the question I'm getting at is, when do you say enough is enough? You don't have the moral authority to write that law, and I don't have to obey it. It's a violation of my civil rights. It's a violation of federal law. And you don't have the moral authority or any authority, for that matter, to write that law. And New Jersey, you're getting ready to face this. Look, I've been saying for years, good, decent, law-abiding gun owners in this country are getting ready to have to make, in some certain areas, some very difficult decisions that you never thought you would have to make ever before. Oh, and the lunatics out there say, oh, who's this? And this guy's calling for taking up arms against the government. No, it's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about good people who have maybe never even had a traffic ticket in their life that have a good, healthy, rational fear of going to prison because they're law-abiding people. These are the people that stop completely at a dark stop sign in the middle of Texas when they can see for miles they're in the headlight coming. That's you. These are the people when the ATF tries to sting them because they're selling a firearm by telling them, oh, look, I can't buy a gun anywhere else, get hung up on because good, decent, law-abiding people are just that. They're you. They're me. They're your moms, your dads, your brothers, your sisters. They're people who pay attention to the law. They follow the law because the mere thought of prison, the mere thought of watching locked up on National Geographic Channel makes their skin crawl. They wouldn't violate the law. Those decent people are going to have to make a decision, not to take up arms against the country, but they're going to have to decide at some point in time whether or not to obey that law. I told you in the first hour of the program, hey, Jersey, good for you. I carried a firearm in my overcoat when I worked for a trucking company. When I was sent into areas in Camden. Sorry, but Camden is exactly what... I'm not even going to go there. Very dangerous place. Very dangerous place. And I went to some very, very, very bad areas. I had a firearm in my pocket. It's back in the late 80s. I said earlier, it was back in the late 80s. I was violating a law. Didn't even know what the law was back then. Didn't even care. Bought a firearm with me. It went everywhere. Everywhere. It went everywhere with me. Little tiny thing. Yeah, I know. Cop probably looked at that and go, dude, is that a toy? It's not going to do you any good. Throw away that little nickel-plated sissy pistol and get yourself a real gun, right? But it didn't matter to me. But you see, times have changed significantly. Now good, decent people are going to have to say, you know what? I have a right to carry a firearm. The Constitution gives me that right. The 2010 McDonald decision in Chicago. I don't have to do this. I don't have to put up with this. I don't have to register this. I don't have to send that magazine out of state to my dad who lives in a free state right across the bridge. Because this state doesn't have a right to do that. They're violating my constitutional rights. I'm not going to do this. At what point in time do we get to that point? And you know how difficult that's going to be for a good, decent, law-abiding citizen like you? California, you're there. You're already there. And your governor and your legislature is daring you to do something about it. Connecticut, they dared you to do something about it. Many thousands of you, let me put it this way, more of you than not chose to disobey Daniel P. Malloy's unconstitutional order of registering your quote-unquote assault weapons. And you know what? They haven't done anything about it either. Because they can't. It's all symbolism with these people. When are you going to have to make that decision? That's a tough decision to make. Maybe you've already made it. I don't know. I'm not telling you to. I'm just asking the question. When does it stop? When does someone say, you know what? No, enough's enough. They've lowered the speed limit to 5. This is a highway. I'm done. I'm driving faster. Come get me. At what point in time does that happen? New Jersey, you're getting ready to find out. Virginia, sadly. I went to college there, have family there, lived there for many years. You're getting ready to find out. Connecticut, you already found out. New York, you found out. California, you're already there. Back after this.
Hey, it's Mark, and by now I'm sure you know I'm a proud member of the USCCA, whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me from an unjust legal system. I'm member number 32, by the way. And right now, they're smack dab in the middle of one of their biggest gun giveaways. They want to give you 5 chances to win the gun of your dreams. 5 lucky winners will receive $1,000 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun's calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun, or maybe you're thinking about a brand new AR. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit armedandresponsible.com to enter for free today. And remember, since they're drawing 5 winners, you have 5 chances to win. But time is slipping away. It all ends next week on January 19th. Hurry and get your name in. Your entry to win the gun of your dreams is quick, simple, and free. Just visit armedandresponsible.com right now. armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
Hey, welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Getting ready to have a lot of fun with you for the remainder of the broadcast today. The USCCA, let me make this very clear before I go back into some of my pontificating here, because that's a legitimate question that I was asking earlier. And it's dangerous, and I know, and a lot of people don't like to ask that question, so we're going to. We're going to ask that question and explore that a little bit more before I go into some other things with you. But I was a member. I got a little 3x5 note card in the mail years ago saying, hey, subscribe to Concealed Carry Magazine. And I set the mail down, and I walked past it, and I saw that little card out of the corner of my eye, and I went back, and I picked it up, and I went and sat down in a recliner in my living room. I was living down in Tampa, Florida when I saw that. And I thought, Concealed Carry Magazine, and it said, be one of the first 500 subscribers to respond with a paid subscription and be in the running to win a free handgun. And it had a picture of the gun. I don't remember what it was. For some reason, I keep thinking it was a car. If you happen to know what that was, or maybe you were one of those 500, email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org, if you know what it was. But I was like, hey, I'll Conceal Carry Magazine? Absolutely. I'll subscribe to that. So I filled out the card, postage paid, and I sent the thing back the next day. Now, if I was one of the other 499 and not the free gun winner, the giveaway winner, I would win a 45 caliber, was a bullet keychain. Big brass bullet, 45 caliber keychain. Well, I didn't win. A few weeks later, I think it was a few months later, actually, I had forgotten about sending the card in. But a few months later, I get this magazine, and it was black and white. And inside, attached to it in a little envelope thing, was not a gun. Unfortunately, I could have used the gun, would have loved to. But it was a keychain. So I was one of the first 500 subscribers to Concealed Carry Magazine. And a few years ago, we went back and did the math. I get up to Wisconsin to their headquarters a lot. I've been with the organization for a long time as a member, as a writer, and with this radio program for years. And I was member number 32. And that was before the Self-Defense Shield insurance was a product of the USCCA. And I've had that self-defense insurance, peace of mind, for a long time. You can have it too. Believe me, because I pulled a firearm on two individuals back in Tampa on the mean streets 15 years ago. Yeah, almost 16. Be 16 in November. Hard to believe, man. Time just flies right by. But thank God I didn't have to pull the trigger. And I've written about it extensively. I've talked about it extensively. I've talked about it on national television on more than one occasion. I talk about it on this program. It's chapter one of my book, Lessons from Armed America, if you want to read it. It was a column for Concealed Carry Magazine. It went into the best of years ago in the magazine. And I think back about that often. Man, you had to pull a gun. Imagine if you had to pull the trigger, what would have happened? I have no idea. I have no idea. I know what could have happened, okay? And so does the USCCA. So make sure to head over to armedandresponsible.com and to head over to USCCAonair.com and get involved with the organization that really has your back. It's peace of mind. I can promise you that. But I mentioned that because the gun giveaway, that was the first thing I remember about the organization years and years ago. And today, five of you are going to get an opportunity to win. Five lucky winners on this radio, from this radio program, are going to get an opportunity to win $1,000 to buy whatever gun is calling your name. Maybe handgun, rifle, whatever it is. Maybe it's ammo. Maybe it's none of the above. Maybe it's something for your wife. Who knows? But you're going to get a check for $1,000. No restrictions. It's free. It's painless. It's easy. Just go to armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. We'd love to see you join and have the same insurance at over 250,000 people and growing every. I saw the numbers the other day. They're off the hook. But you could also participate. Let's go back to that question. We're having some difficulty getting AWR on the phone. When we get him, we'll let you know. In the meantime, after I'm done with this question with you, we're going to cover some of his stuff, not the least of which is the Illinois Attorney General candidate being robbed at gunpoint during Chicago campaign stop. Yeah, I know. Quit laughing if you're driving. Watch out for that bridge abutment. Watch out for that guardrail. You can't make this stuff up. We talked about it on the daytime show, but boy, this is crazy. I'm going to go there with you. But first, are you capable of civil disobedience? The California state legislature is. Every single one of those dopey Democrat elected officials are absolutely capable of it. They're doing it right now. Openly violating federal law. Loosening restrictions on marijuana. I don't care what you think on marijuana. I'm not sitting here moralizing on it. I don't care what you do. I'm only telling you this. I got an email from somebody last week. You spent a lot of time talking about marijuana. I'm not sure why. I'll tell you why. Because if you lie on the form, it's not me. Don't shoot the messenger. If you smoke weed or if you have a card, the ATF made it very clear that your card, your medicinal marijuana card, or whatever you call it in your state, doesn't give you a free pass, and you can no longer answer no on question 11E on the NICS background check 4473. Which means if you do, the ATF is considering it perjury, and if you say you are, then you're not going to get the gun. That's why I spent time on it. It's critical that you understand these things. Why? Because the states that pass these laws are passing them in violation of federal law. Again, I'm not moralizing with you. If you got medical marijuana and it works for you for whatever ailment, good. Then take it for you. Do whatever you do to get rid of your pain. I'm only telling you what it says about your firearms laws and what the ATF says. It's not Mark from Armed American Radio telling you that. I'm just passing that along. You need to know these things. We had a number of customers, listeners, subscribers coming to us. I had customer service people from USCCA saying, hey, man, these people are asking me if you can answer these questions for them about this because you're talking about it on the air. IANL, I am not a lawyer. I can only read you what is. And I read you some stuff from Prince Law, too. So my point being that your legislatures that do this are in open violation of federal law. There's no other way to describe it. They know what federal law says, and they don't give a crap. Decriminalize it. We think it's a states' rights issue. And they're willing to do what? Go to court? Who knows? I don't know. California, whole different ballgame. Open defiance of a president. Liberal lefty judges openly defying a president. It is tyranny. It is radicalism in California right now. And they're coming after your ammunition next. They already did January 1st. In less than a year now, they're really coming after your ammo. You got to get a background check to pick up every time you buy a box of ammunition. Think about that. At what point in time, or even can you, as a law-abiding citizen, stomach having to make the decision, you know what, I'm going to violate the law. I'm going to drive to Vegas, buy some ammo, and bring it back, and the hell with them. I don't know how they're going to enforce it. Do they even have a right to enforce it? Unfortunately, people are going to be test cases. People are going to lose their finances, maybe their homes, their lives. In Brian Aiken's case in New Jersey, the ability to see his son because of tyrannical laws. Good, decent, law-abiding people. You got your work cut out for you in a number of places in this country. And, oh, by the way, they're all controlled by Democrats. Democrats, Democrats. You think about that. Elections have consequences. Back after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, it's Mark, and by now I'm sure you know I'm a proud member of the USCCA, whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me from an unjust legal system. I'm member number 32, by the way. And right now, they're smack dab in the middle of one of their biggest gun giveaways. They want to give you five chances to win the gun of your dreams. Five lucky winners will receive $1,000 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun's calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun, or maybe you're thinking about a brand new AR. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit armedandresponsible.com to enter for free today. And remember, since they're drawing five winners, you have five chances to win. But time is slipping away. It all ends next week on January 19th. Hurry and get your name in. Your entry to win the gun of your dreams is quick, simple, and free. Just visit armedandresponsible.com right now. Armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Sometimes something slaps you upside the face that you just can't. You look at this stuff and you think, did I just read that? Did I just see that? Am I at? Oh, thank you for giving me this to talk about with my listeners today. Lord, this is such a find. This is a gimme. That happened last week, a couple days ago. Happened on Friday, actually. Chicago. Chicago. If you ever want to find great stories about dumb things happening, just look in Florida and Chicago. You'll find whatever you're looking for. There's always something crazy going on down in Florida. Always. You know, I go back years ago. One of the craziest stories I remember in Florida was the state legislator from Duval up in Jacksonville who was going to file a bill to require you to get an anger management class to buy ammo. I know. Seriously. You have to take an anger management class, right, to purchase ammunition. I don't know. I don't know if these people are just flat-out stupid. I don't know if they actually believe this stuff. I really don't know. Some of it's so comical, it's so laughable, you think they must just be stupid because no individual, particularly an elected official who ran a campaign, that people voted for this person, could honestly, so there's just got to be a certain level of stupidity there. Not all of it's grandstanding. You know, you got guys up in Washington, you in D.C., you hear them on the floor of the Senate, you hear them on the floor of the House. That's a lot of grandstanding. But that stuff, you got to wonder where the stupidity is. Chicago, go to Chicago. We need more gun control. 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 Meanwhile, they're killing each other. Gangs are blowing each other away in Chicago with impunity. Tens of thousands of deaths in Chicago over years. Did you hear what I said? Tens of thousands. Could fill a stadium or two. Thousands of people a year. Killing each other. And the absurdity of the Democrats and the police chiefs, or whatever they call them up there, saying that it's because they need more gun control. Blaming guns coming from the iron pipeline from the Atlanta area, for example. Flowing in. The metaphors they use. Just incredible. And they blame Indiana. Guns coming from Indiana, from Wisconsin. But they don't blame criminals who bash automobiles into gun shops, steal guns, and sell them on the streets, which is where they're getting their guns, because no good, decent criminal is getting his gun with a background check. So if you ever want to find stupidity at its utmost, check out Florida for some of the dopey, and then Chicago as well. They're all there. But this one here was just handed to you. This just handed a guy like me, who does this for a living, on the radio, for you and with you every week. This was a gimme. I couldn't have written this any better myself. Candidate for Illinois Attorney General robbed at gunpoint. And I saw that, and I literally did one of those cartoon. Did I just read that? Did I just see that? Let me go back and look at that again. Let me put on some different glasses. Candidate for Illinois, right? Illinois Attorney General robbed at gunpoint. I cracked up. I said, I got to see this. Actually, I think I yelled out to my wife. You get down here. You need to see this. A candidate running for Illinois Attorney General was robbed at gunpoint while he was taking promotional photos for his campaign in the Northwest Side Ward, where he's also the Democratic committee man. So that's his area, okay? Certainly he knows. That part of Chicago is, that this can happen in that part of Chicago. 42 years old, his name is Aaron Goldstein. He was with a bunch of team members from his campaign. And they were taking publicity shots. Step over there, go over there. Yeah, let's get that ghetto behind you. Let's get that little bodega over there behind you. Let's do this. Let's make it look really good. When, some individuals, criminals, pulled a gun on him and said, give me all that camera equipment, give me your phones and your wallets. No, I'm laughing about it. Thank God they were all unharmed. That's, we want to make that very clear. But I'm sorry. These people hate me. They hate you. And when something like this happens, you can't do anything but go, wow, seriously, is this really real? Or this has got to be a setup. Is this a setup? I mean, this just reeks of, did that really just happen? Yeah. Three men in their early 20s approached him. One of them pulled a gun and said, give it up, man. Give up the goods. Then they took off. They ran away with all the camera equipment. Run away, run away. The only description is three males, suspects between 20 and 24, didn't release a detailed description. So my question is why? Why didn't they? Were they three black males? He doesn't want to offend the African-American community. What was it? They three white guys? Two white guys, a black guy? Two black guys, a white guy? Were they Muslim? Hispanic? Combination? What were they? This is the party of identity politics, and the party of identity politics doesn't want to give you a description as to who robbed me? Did this really just happen? They weren't harmed. Again, I want to point that out. They weren't harmed. That's the good thing. He says, the committee man says, Goldstein says, he's fine. He was concerned about everyone else instead of how he is. What a great Democrat. Just worried about everybody else, not me. Yeah, okay. Hey, guys, can we find the nearest Walmart? I need to buy some underwear. Don't tell anybody. I'm only concerned about you guys. Not my soiled underwear. Don't tell anybody. So you look at this and you think, could that really happen? So here's the fun part that I took away from this. I read this story on multiple sites. And nowhere. All the liberal trolls that usually comment, because the comment sections below this story were just too good to pass up. Too good to pass up. Some people's wit is just, it's crazy. Yeah, you got your vulgar slugs out there. You go right past those. But the ones with some wit are just hilarious. Crazy stuff. But none of the usual suspect liberal trolls are out there. Why? Because there's nothing they can say. Other than, man, you mean there was nobody armed protecting the guy running? Well, no, can't say that. Makes him a hypocrite. Why? Because this guy's a gun grabber. You know how I can tell you he's a gun grabber? I don't know anything about Aaron Goldstein. First time I ever heard his name. But he's a Democrat. And he's in Chicago. He does not love your right to bear arms. Period. You can make that assumption and be right. So I went over to another site and read it. Looked at all the comments. Not a one. In fact, there were comments by people commenting saying, where's all the liberals commenting on this? They never seem to come out. When it's a self-defense shoot, you know, a good shoot. Which we're going to talk about in the next segment. By the way, I've got a great one for you. Oof. AWR wrote it. We're having trouble getting him on, so don't worry about it. We'll bring him back next week. Having too much fun with you. But they never come out because they can't. It's why the mainstream media, it's why ABC, it's why what's-his-name on CBS and all the rest of them can't cover defensive shootings because it makes them all look stupid. Why? Because it proves their hypocrisy. It destroys their own narrative they've been pushing for years. Well, we can't talk about this, but we can, and we'll be back right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American.
And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1 of 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Mike Gallagher, thank you for the rejoin. I'll be talking with Mike Gallagher, hopefully on my airwaves, out in Vegas in just a few days, out at Radio Row when we're sitting there at the SHOT Show, making all that happen. Looking forward to that. Mike's a great guy. Always my go-to guy between 9 and noon Eastern, 6 to 9, when I go over to talk radio for anything, which is very rare because I do this. But regardless, when I do, when I'm in the need for news, I'll go over to Mike before I turn to anybody else. Hey, quick, some business out of the way before I wrap up this hour with you. 2 really, really good happy ending stories coming up next. But please visit armedandresponsible.com for me. Get your chance to get in. This time is running out on this, and 5 of you are going to win guns. Or $1,000 checks to buy the guns you want. I want it to be you. Armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. 5 of you will get a $1,000 check, and I want to hear from you. Mark at armedamericanradio.org when you do. You can buy a handgun, rifle, ammo, or whatever you want. It's yours. It's found money. It's free money. It's painless. They're drawing 5 winners at the USCCA, so you have 5 chances to win. Time is slipping away on this. It all ends next week on January 19th. Hurry and get your name in. Your entry to win the gun of your dreams is quick and simple. Armedandresponsible.com. Okay. I'm going to stay with Chicago for a second because two happy ending stories here. And I'm going to ask you to think about this. I want you to think about this. Am I wrong? Are these stories of self-defense, successful self-defense, should I not consider them happy ending stories if someone dies? Does that mean it's not a happy? Maybe is it a sad ending story? No, not in my book. Absolutely not. Here's why. Remember this. If you attempt to take another human being's life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness from them, you lose your right to all 3 of the above instantly. Pff, gone. Done. The individual you are attacking has a right to protect said life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness from you. or trying to take it. And that individual in all 50 states has a right to use deadly force to do so. Yep. In all 50 states. And this host has zero sympathy for you. None. Zero. None. 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 New listeners, this might sound harsh, but guess what? I don't care where you came from. I don't care what you smoked. I don't care what you drank. I don't care what you're addicted to. I don't care that somebody else addicted you to it. I don't care about your dad. I don't care about your mom. I don't care about where you came from. I don't care how you came up. Don't give a crap. The moment you make a conscious decision to deprive another human being of their life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness, you deserve everything you get. Up to and including your own death if that happens, because you've earned it. Now, for the benefit of new listeners around the country, that doesn't mean I can't pray for your soul as a Christian. I'm born and raised Catholic. It's mutually exclusive. How you got there and what I think about your soul those are two totally different things. How you got there yourself. You drove that car right off the cliff. You can expect to die when it hits the bottom of the ravine and blows up. Chicago robbery suspect dead after being shot in head by concealed carry holder. Harsh headline, isn't it? You want me to repeat it again? Chicago robbery suspect dead after being shot in head by concealed carry holder. AWR wrote this at Breitbart, so I'll quote from him. He's my great friend and your great friend. The Chicago PD says a robbery suspect is dead after allegedly approaching a legal gun owner. That's the way they coined it. They phrased it, a legal gun owner, demanding property and being shot in the head Monday evening. It occurred in West Thomas Street in Southside Austin. I don't know Chicago well enough to know where that is, but it's Chicago. The Chicago Sun-Times said that a 23-year-old was armed. Of course he was. And I promise you, he didn't walk into Stan's Gun and Pawn and buy the gun. I can promise you that. I don't need to see it. I can tell you that's not the case. The gun was stolen in another robbery attempt. It was burgled. It was taken from a car. It was taken from somebody who could have had it. No background checks here. No expanded background checks would have stopped this punk. But he approached a 58-year-old legal gun owner and attempted to rob him. That's when the cops said the older guy, the victim, remember, the dead criminal isn't the victim. The victim is the individual the dead criminal pulled a gun on. And in this case, the victim pulled a gun out and shot the criminal in the head and killed him. Am I supposed to sob about that? Am I supposed to boo-hoo-hoo about that? No. I'll tell you what I say. I celebrate the life of the victim, that the 58-year-old man can go home to wherever home is and celebrate his 59th with his loved ones and maybe his grandkids and his wife and his extended family and his coworkers or anybody else that he loves or loves him. Well, that sounds harsh, doesn't it? No, it doesn't in free America. That's the Second Amendment in action. That story warms my soul. It does. It warms me up. Like one of those coffee commercials. Hand me the warm mug and just let me put both my hands around it. Some Christmas lights behind me. You get the visual, right? Warms my soul. It ought to warm yours. Armed suspect takes... Now, this is Texas. I love this stuff. Armed suspect takes hostage, then dies after being shot multiple times by pizza store manager. Guess what? Don't go into a pizza store, take hostages, and expect to live. So this guy goes into Amarillo, Texas. It's a La Bella pizza. He goes in with a gun, grabs an employee, and takes that employee hostage. And a witness there said he grabbed the guy so hard by the collar of the neck, he said that he thought it was a joke. He thought it was just somebody horsing around. He didn't know it was real. Remember, that's that denial. This can't be happening. Am I seeing this? Is this? Yeah, you are. It really is. Understand it. But there was an assistant manager
who said, you know what? Yeah, that is real. And he opened fire. He struck the suspect multiple times. Now, here's the part of the story I love. I love this. The assistant manager. I mean, these guys were quick thinking. They dragged his body away from the dough in the fridge machine because they didn't want him bleeding all over the place. He was bleeding all over the place, and they didn't want him near the dough maker and the fridge. So they dragged his tail out. And I quote, a witness, one of my coworkers pulled him away from our dough fridge where his weapon was when he was shot. And there was a lot of blood just smeared across the floor as he dragged him. 911 was called. The body was yanked out. And all of those people in that pizza store, the La Bella Pizza, went home. And the employees went home to their mothers and their fathers and their wives and their loved ones and their children and their grandparents. And the 23-year-old, who cares? He got everything he earned when he tried to rob the pizza shop. And in Texas, of all places, too. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Come on. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Some of you might find it harsh, but it's just the way it is on Armed American Radio. Every single day on the Daily Defense, and until we meet again in the next hour of Armed American Radio, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.